They don't come out of what Abraham Maslow called a deficiency state of motivation. Instead, they are in a growth state. They are in a becoming state. They're happy for the successes of others, and they can genuinely sorrow with their misfortunes. They don't secretly harbor hopes to hear about other people's misfortunes. They rejoice in the good things, and they look for the good things, not for the bad. Now, out of that comes the other habits, 4, 5, and 6. They're the habits of our relationships with other people. So habit 4, to think win-win, is just the natural fruit of habits 1, 2, and 3, but in itself is the root to even more fruit in our relationships with others. It'll help produce new things, bonding experiences, the power to influence others to do their own interior work. Then we could call the opposite of that to think win-lose, or to think lose-win, which is a kind of martyrdom step on me again. Everyone else does. I'm no good. See, those attitudes, those approaches are the habits of ineffective people. Probably the more common one, though, is the win-lose, or at least the win. I don't care about whether you win or lose. All I know is I want to win. If there is any contest of wills involved, and if I have a deeply embedded scarcity mentality where I see life as a big contest, as a zero-sum game, as one large piece of pie, and if you get a hunk of it, that means I have less, then I'll tend to go for win-lose. I want my way. I'll look on my kids as being insubordinate and disloyal when they take me on, when they disagree. I look on subordinates in the same way. And then I'll tend to go for win-lose. And if I have enough clout and I have enough of